For nearly 6 years, Nate Porter and several other family members created a very successful business in Murray, the Hookah Bar. He and several of his staff members showed up to a public meeting on Monday to voice their concerns about language that could be put into Utah's Clean Air Act that would change the definition of lighted tobacco, labeling it as self-sustained combustion and tobacco that is heated to the point of smoking or vaporizing, meaning places like the Hookah Bar could be forced out of business.
Frustration, not understanding why, scared for my staff, scared for my family, not really knowing what the future would entail for us.
Porter says he knows there is some risk involved with smoking hookah, but says everyone walking into his business knows what they are getting into. As an extra level of precaution, Porter says the Hookah Bar will be going back to the club system, so that all customers who come inside will have to sign something saying they are aware of the risks.
I want to know people are not coming into the Hookah Bar not thinking that smoking, because it's fruit, because it's different, that it's somehow not bad for you at all. I want people to know that, yeah, it is bad for you. And whether or not you decide to come in there is on you, but that if they come with the informed decision and they come informed with the facts, that they can make that decision for themselves.
Steve Hayden, health program specialist for the Utah Department of Health, says the need for the clarification to the 1994 Clean Air Act came because of the number of inquiries and complaints from local health departments and businesses, in part because a long list of new kinds of tobacco products and new tobacco businesses wanting to open their doors. He says the Department of Health's goal is to protect people from secondhand smoke, something he says you can definitely get from hookahs.
Over 50,000 people a year in the United States each year die from exposure to secondhand smoke. One of the issues in some of the Indoor Clean Air Act changes that occurred more recently was to protect workers from exposure to secondhand smoke, because they're there around it their whole working day, not just for the period that people might be using the product itself.
Two counties in the state have already issued a public hookah ban. However, neither had any businesses that were affected. The health department is considering all the comments that were made at Monday's meeting. If the state decides to go ahead with the change, it could go into effect as early as June 21st. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.